So we had one problem. We're just going to try to answer out the problem from yesterday. That is, that we have a principle in Sheikh Dvar Avera, that you don't say Sheikh by an Avera, but yet the Gemara has Shlichas by a Chatzer. That is, if an animal walks into your courtyard and you close your courtyard on it, and you thereby steal it, so your Chatzer will be Kona, will be a Kinyan Geneva, and you'll be violate the Eser Geneva through your courtyard. Now, arguably, the way a chutzar works is that your chutzar is your shliach for a kinyan, that it's through your chutzar controlling the thing or doing a kinyan on it, being closed on it. Your chutzar works as your shliach, works through shlichus, and therefore it works for you. So the Gemara says, but that's shliach dvar veira, because you're being over the segeneva through your shliach, through your chutzar, which is your shliach. So the Gemara says, no. When do we say, so we had one answer yesterday, one difference, but the second answer that we're up to now is that, no, when do we say in Sheikh Dvar Veira, that's where it's a human being who, if they want to do it, they could do it. If they don't want to, then they could choose. They could choose to do it or not do it. The Baya Chotzer, which doesn't have a choice, so then you say there is Yesh Sheikh Dvar Veira. So we're up to, what's the Svar for that? Right, because previously we had said the problem with the Havmina was that Shlichus doesn't apply by Avera, so Torah never applied Shlichus by Avera. So if it doesn't apply, then this is an Avera and shouldn't apply. So remember, our first answer was it's just a Maisa Avera that it doesn't apply. So Maisa Avera has to be by a Gavri Zabar Chiyuva. But this is not saying, this is saying even the person isn't a Bar Chiyuva, but it has to be a human being. So what's the idea here? What's this limitation? And just as back again, the basic idea of the reason why in Sheikh Dvar Veira is because they were Avdera Tama Devere Mishamim, which means that Shlich shouldn't be listening to the Mishalech, he should listen to God. But according to Tosos, according to the Ritva, we're going like, you say it, whether or not the reason of Devere Avdera Tama applies, you say it across the board, because you see even by Shogeg, for instance, you say it. So if that's the case, then you should say it even by Chotzer, the theory. You know, that's the advice. The reason is because they were Avdera Tam. But bottom line is, Ein Shil Dvar Veira, period. So what's the sense of excluding a Chotzer because it's not even being? Okay, so I'm going to say similar to what Yehuda is saying, that that the idea here is that you have, there's a difference between like the mechanism. There's a mechanism of shlichos, and then there's a gavra of a shliach. Okay, there's a mechanism of shlichos and a gavra of a shliach. Now, what the mechanism of shlichos means is that the Torah says that let's say kinyan. So the Torah, the kinyan needs a ma'aser kinyan. Okay, but there's I could do a ma'aser kinyan with my guf, or I could have something else which is doing the kinyan, and the effect it is my agent, and the effect registers vis-a-vis me. Okay, that's the mechanism of shlichus. Shlichus is a institution whereby someone else or something else's action could be attributed to me because that thing is my agent. Either I appoint the person to be my agent, or it's my field, which is naturally my agent of holding things. So that's the mechanism of shlichus. Again, the mechanism of shlichus is the mechanism which the Torah posits that that someone else or something else's action could be attributed to me. And that, there's really, what's the difference in Avera and not Avera? That intrinsically applies across the board, called Tarkula. That an action, I don't necessarily, by an action of like a Kenyan, where it's just an effect, I don't have to do with my guf, but I could use an agent. So the idea of attribution of actions via agency, via shlichus, is relevant across the board, called Tarkula. But now there's an idea that under the scope of this mechanism of shlichus, there is a subcategory where the shliach is a gavra, okay? Where the action is, I have an effect attributed to me through the maisa of a gavra shel shliach. It could be through a gavra shliach, it could be through my chatzer, which isn't a gavra. But there's two types of shlichus. It could be the action of a human being. When I have a gavra, I appoint him. He's a regular gavra, and I appoint him as my shliach, and he's my shliach, and now therefore his action will go count for me. Or it could be my field, which is intrinsically my agent of kinyanim. There are two types under the mechanism, two ways in which this mechanism of shlichus could play itself out. Now, when we say, according to this answer, of Sama's answer, when we say, it's not addressing the mechanism of shlichus. The mechanism of shlichus, what does that have any difference, whether it's a veronata, a mitzvah, or a kenyan, what's the difference? Just an idea of attribution of an effect, of an action, based upon someone acting on my behalf. So what's the difference of mitzvah or not mitzvah? But it's rather, it's when the subcategory of shlichus, of the mechanism of shlichus, which is, involves a gavra shel shliach, it says, by that, ein shel dvar avera. Whereas when you're dealing with an avera, that there's the Torah is suspended. There's no such thing as a gavra shel shliach by avera. Okay, because there are deretama, that's the reason why. But halachically, there's no such thing as a shliach of dvar avera. Ein shliach of dvar avera means there's no gavra shel shliach. The Torah doesn't recognize a gavra shel shliach. It never posited that a person can't become a shliach in the framework, in the world of avera. Okay, so since this is the world of Avera, whether it's Mezid or whether it's Shogeg or whether you're a Bar Chayuva or you're not a Bar Chayuva, Bala is the world of Avera. Any, as long as it is the framework, this is the world of Avera, not Mitzvah, not Kinyonim, then there's no Shlichus. But there's no Gavra Shel Shliach. But it's not that the mechanism of Shlichus was never limited. And the mechanism of Shlichus applies by Avera and Mitzvah alike. There's no difference. It's just by it's the Gavra Shel Shliach which can't exist. Yeah. Okay, so again, so just to compare the first of the two answers. So again, the original Havamina was basically, the Havamina was that there's no Shlichus by Avera. The world of Shlichus simply was never applied to the world of Avera. The institution of Shlichus was never applied by the world of Averas. That was the Havamina. The first, if that's the case in Yivmai Chatzar, it doesn't make a difference. The first answer is no. It's not pshat that the institution of Shlichus doesn't apply by Avera. The institution of Shlichus does apply by Avera. It's just that a Maisa Avera can't be transferred through shlichus. It's then in a ma'is avera. So ma'is avera, it means that you have to be a bar chiyuva. Otherwise, not a ma'is avera. If you weren't commanded in this thing, you can't. It's not a ma'is avera vis-a-vis you. Okay, that was the first answer. So chotzer, obviously not a ma'is avera, or kohen or yisrael vis-a-vis the iser grusha. It's not a ma'is avera. That's the first answer. So then in the ma'is avera doesn't. Can't be transferred via shlichus. The second answer is again, it's not a din. No, really, it's the whole institution of not just a ma'isa avera, but shlichus doesn't apply to avera. But namely, there's no gavra shel shlichus. The mechanism of shlichus applies by avera, but there's no gavra shel shliach. The Torah never said there's no such thing as a gavra shel shliach in the world of avera. So, but b'chotzer it's not a gavra. And it makes sense. I mean, it's not just a gavra, but I mean, the idea is because they're at the right Talmud, which is means since you're a gavra, you're involved in the world of Torah mitzvah, so therefore you don't. The Torah never extended shlichus; that never allowed you to become a shliach when it comes to avera. But the mechanism of shlichus, when we say chotzer mishum shlichus, and I guess that's what you meant. It's kind of shlichus, kind of not. It doesn't mean the chotzer is like a gavra of a shliach. I mean, it just means it's the mechanism of shlichus whereby you could have the effect attributed to you through the ma'isa of your of the chotzer. So okay, it's a good question. Johnny says it doesn't. It's about karchai. It's about karchai. So it's not involved in thinking or anything. It's just no. It's just the mechanism itself. It's just an automatic mechanism which the shliach is not involved in. The chotzer is involved in. So then there's no reason to exclude that from avera. Avera is no difference. Whether who cares avera mitzvah. I mean, it's based upon a human being who has the ability to make decisions. That's why it's limiting it to the god. To the god. So as the Gemara is explaining. Like the reason for it, but I'm just saying that the halachically, I'm saying that the halachic definition of it is the gavra. Well, yeah, right. I understand. Now, there's a difference with the Ritval held a low plug. So Ritval holds that according to Tosas that Tosas says that the only time you say Enchil Dvar Avera is where the Svara of Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud applies. But really, according to the Tosas, Shlichus applies everywhere across the board, except when you run into a problem of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishum. In case by case, if there is a case, an instance, where you have the Svara, is, hey, you shouldn't be listening to him, you should be listening to Hashem. If you have that Svara, then that's like suspends, it's a suspense shlichus. Shlichus can't override that. But therefore, if it's Shogeg, for instance, so the guy, you can't say, hey, you shouldn't be listening to Shogeg. So then you say it, then really it applies across the board, across the board, except in a case that has that exception. The Ritva said doesn't like it, a case exception. He says there has to be a system. So where's the system? So the system has to be, shlichus applies to X, doesn't apply to Y. You can't just say cases are excluded. So he holds the system is that the Torah says there's no such thing as a gavra shel shliach by avera. Whereas by Avera, the Torah didn't extend, it didn't allow for the institution of a Gavur Shel HaShliach. So it has to take on a definition. Whereas it can't just be case by case, Shogeg Mezid. There's no, that he holds, he can't differentiate. Because like, for both answers don't differentiate Shogeg and Mezid, because it's a Maisa Avera, and the Gavur is a Gavur of a Shliach. So he holds that it can't be case by case, but there could be a good definition, which is based upon the Svara of Divrei Rav. He's not saying forget the Divrei Talmud, that's definitely the reason for it, and if you could set up a good halachic definition which will be as close as possible to the Svara of Divrei Rav, then you're going to say it. But you could set up a good definition for the Maisa Avera, or you can set up for the Gavra Shel Shliach. You can't set up a good halachic definition for Shogeg versus Mezid. I mean, and that's what he says. Yeah. What?
Either works or doesn't work.
Yeah, right. Either works on the Maisa Avera or it doesn't work. It's a Gavra Shel Shliach, the Maisa Avera doesn't work. She's saying, oh, because if he does it be Mezid, then there's a Svara of the Rav. But that's already too specific. That's not that doesn't has to be a formulation within the scope of the Shlichos. The scope of Shlichos applies to Avera, applies to Maisa Avera, applies to the Gavra of Gavra of a Shlich. You have to set up a good definition within that. But that's what he holds, that you can't do that when it comes to Shogeg Mezid. Anyone else? Okay, so what we'll do next time is how the Tosus is going to learn this whole Gemara. Because the Tosus, this whole thing is going to work according to Tosus, because he holds, this has nothing to do with the Rav Talmud according to Tosus, as we said yesterday, it has to do with the Limud. So hopefully tomorrow we'll try to take up, again, but run through both of these answers according to Tosus, because I don't think they're going to work according to as far as we've been doing. They've been centered around the Rav Talmud. So you have to change things around a little bit.